This Saturday, the Bishop Bar and Venue welcomes a Lady Gaga rock and roll tribute band, featuring seven local musicians, a burlesque show as the opening act, and a whole lot of sequins.
Not everyone is a fan of glossy, radio-friendly pop music, but chart-topping dance music star Lady Gaga is special. Why else would a group of punk musicians choose to put on a Lady Gaga tribute show?
When I came over, you were looking up hot pants.
Yeah, and sequin tube dresses. I've been on like a week-long search for the perfect sequin tube dress.
That's Crystal Sullivan, vocalist for R&B-inspired rock group Hot Mess. Several months ago, Sullivan and her friend Melissa Ann Cook, former singer of punk band Jerk Alert, had the idea for a Lady Gaga rock and roll cover band. Along with some friends, the group performs May 8th at the Bishop Bar. The women decided they could only charge their friends and others to come to the event if it was organized as a benefit for a nonprofit.
I definitely wanted to keep it local, and I wanted it to be female-oriented, and we felt the Middleway House would be a really good fit.
I mean, I love supporting them. Whenever I have clothes that I need to donate, I give it to them. Like, anything that I have, I always try and give it to them. I think it's important to support the women in our community.
The theme of supporting and empowering women extends to the music the group is choosing to cover. Lady Gaga, born Stephanie Germanotta, has won praise not only from her massive fan base, but from a variety of feminist thinkers and music critics. Ms. Magazine, for instance, recently wrote that Gaga's immense popularity and youthful, outspoken image could be the perfect setup for a revolution of the word feminist. Growing up as a theater kid and pianist in New York, Germanotto studied music at NYU before dropping out to pursue a career in pop music. She quickly gained major label attention as a songwriter for other artists before releasing her first record, The Fame. The Fame broke the Billboard record for number one singles on a debut album. Gaga's songwriting chops, along with her ferocious Freddie Mercury meets Cindy Sherman persona, have endeared her to many women who do not typically listen to pop music. Cook is definitely in this camp.
I think that she is certainly a feminist pop artist, and it's so important for girls to see that. She's not a product of something else. She's a product of herself. And that's very rare for pop music, especially for female singers. Like, somebody always writes their songs, and she was writing songs for other people before we even knew who she was.
And although the blonde superstar with the skimpy outfits may not be your mother's feminist icon, Sullivan says Lady Gaga is anything but a passive sex object. She's sexy, weird, and in control.
Yeah, some of her stuff is super sexual, but it's like there's so much power behind it. It's like I have the power to do whatever I want with my body and be whoever I want with my body. And that's what's really appealing about her.
Setting the mood for the night will be the Bloomington Burlesque Brigade performing at 10:30. Cook says the Lady Gaga's plan to stay true to the original stage show by incorporating costume changes, props, and a light show.
I mean, you can't just go up on stage and look like yourself and sing Lady Gaga songs. Like, nobody is going to put up with that.
Preparing for the benefit has also had an unintended side effect on the front woman.
It's definitely affecting my band. Like, it's making me think more about, like, oh, I need to show more energy when I'm performing, or I need to, like, be more put together. I should do these things.
Cook agrees.
Just by doing punk vocals most of the time, this is a chance to like show a wide variety of skills instead of just screaming and yelling. So I actually get to sing, which is exciting.
For WFIU's Artworks, I'm Josephine McRobbie.
You can catch the Lady Gagas this Saturday at The Bishop. The show starts at 10:30 p.m. and is open to those 18 and up. Visit thebishopbar.com for more information.